I suppose it's one of the oldest sayings in sport, trophies are harder to defend than they are to win, but does what happened 12 months ago inspire you now as you go in search of an encore?
Yeah, very excited for Saturday. Nikita seems to be in very good form. I'm really pleased with him at home. He's in good order and he's got every chance again.
I mean, was it the day of your life 12 months ago?
Obviously, it takes no sort of working out. It was the best day of my career to date. And obviously, it's worth a lot more money again this year, so it'd be nice. Be an even bigger day for the history books and for my career if we could go and do it again.
How much in a race like this does it matter that you actually know your horse? Because, I mean, there'll be a few jockeys going out on Saturday who've never got on the particular horse they're riding before.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's a big thing, and I think that was probably last year the difference between winning and losing, because I'd known about the ride for a long time and I'd been riding him out at home and sort of seen all his videos. And as much as you can watch all the horse's videos, to actually know the horse and know what you've got underneath you is a massive part of it.
You're drawn in stall 15, settle for that. I presume it's about as wide as you'd want to have gone.
Yeah, I mean, last year, I was in 19 last year, I think, and obviously with a horse like him, I think I'd rather be drawn a little wider than on the inside. And so if he was to break too well from the inside, I'd be stuck too close up maybe. At least drawn out wide, I've got options. Once we come out the stalls, I've got options whether I go inside or stay out. And, you know, so I'm happy enough with the draw.
I mean, for you, the great thing too is it was a great shop window to actually, you know, prove what a good young jockey that you are. Do you feel 12 months on you're a better jockey than you were last year?
Yeah, obviously, as a young lad, you need to get chances, and sort of what better chance could I have got last year to have a ride in the E-ball, let alone win it? And then sort of my career took off then and spiralled. And I mean, I'm a year down the line now, and I think I'm improving all the time, and sort of be nice to win it again.
Do you look at the race in any particular way? I mean, there's four from Ireland. Do you worry about them? Because presumably you know a little bit less about them than you do. There's a few that you've ridden against and a few that you know an awful lot about in the field, isn't there?
Yeah, obviously sort of study the form as usual. And the one horse, the favourite, Willie Mullins' horse, we was in the same race as him last time at Newbury in the JLT Cup. And, I mean, Nikita was just sort of coming back to himself then, and he ran really well. He was only 3¾ lengths behind him, and sort of Ian said to me that day, he'll come on again for this, and the favourite's up £8, so it puts us about right. I'm quite confident. Yeah,
there's a place in the history books, isn't there, to ride the winner of the most valuable handicap ever staged in Europe. Can it be C. Rodrigues?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, hope for a bit of luck, but every chance.